This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 in Nanaimo.
Wayne Cho began a cross-Canada run last May 23, 2008 in St. John's, Newfoundland. The purpose of his run was to raise awareness for anxiety and depression, which affect a significant portion of the population and are often misunderstood and neglected. Wayne Cho is on the line with us today from Victoria. Welcome to People First Radio, Wayne.
Thank you.
Congratulations on the completion of your Cross Canada run. It's an extraordinary accomplishment.
One day at a time and one step at a time.
Yeah. How do you feel about arriving in Victoria this morning after having been on the road for over a year?
Pretty good. I got a group of people who are here to, for the end of the run, and some people, ran with me. That made it a lot easier. So feeling good that it's finished for this leg of the run to raise awareness, but there'll be there's still lots to be done to further raise awareness. So I'm just getting prepared to do the maybe another run.
Wayne, you've been on the road for over a year.
Yes.
And what's that been like for you?
It's been actually very exciting. It's been long to check out the country by foot, and just getting a different people's support along the way, getting people who are affected by anxiety and depression. It's been exciting. Right from the very start, where I start from St. John's, Newfoundland, all on my own without any driver or any support. I basically I gave it my best, and fortunate to made it this far.
I've driven across Canada, and there's some amazing terrain in this country that you have to cover. There must have been some physical challenges for you along the way.
Some parts that were, harder to climb, especially getting in the mountains. But the scenery was beautiful. Got to see the East Coast, icebergs, and then going through the prairies and nice flatlands. I was cruising along on the flatlands, and when I got to the BC mountains, that was quite a change of
quite
scenery.
Quite a change, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. And actually, it was still snowing when I got into the mountains.
Oh, boy.
It was pretty fresh. And then it got pretty hot quickly. So, good thing is, today is a wonderful, beautiful day to run it.
Wayne, you've said that the run was inspired by your own challenges and experiences with anxiety. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I suffer from anxiety disorder, specifically general anxiety disorder all my life without knowing. Until I went back to school to study psychology 4 years ago. And I found out that I have, I'm suffering from mental illness, but it also affects many other people. And, it didn't make sense to me that we need to hide them or that, that is so heavily stigmatized. So I want to let people know about how common it is. It's just part of human beings. Mm-hmm. It's the truth that we all are susceptible to the illness. And as such, I just want to be open about it. And that's why when I run, my T-shirt says I have anxiety because I'm not ashamed about it. And also, I want to let people know the benefit of physical exercise. How it has helped me with my anxiety.
Hmm. You took up bike riding as a method of learning of running as a way of dealing with your own anxiety.
That's correct.
how did that show up for you, Wayne? How did you know you were on the right path there?
I actually just took up running about 5 years ago, just by accident, basically. I at that time I was feeling really down, really depressed. Things weren't going right, and I just happened to, you know, start running. It wasn't easy the first day. I remember like running after 12 minutes or, like, around a block or something, and I felt like I was dying. You know, I thought, oh, this is, it's not for me. It's too hard. But then I kept going, and I felt better. And at that time, I didn't know that I had anxiety. I just felt good, so I kept going and you know, felt more relaxed during the day. So I, you know, I thought, okay, something that feels good. So, you know, then I found out that, you know, physical exercise actually have real effects, real benefits for treating anxiety and depression symptoms, as well as other illnesses.
Wayne, you're going to be in Nanaimo next week. And we look forward to speaking with you right in the studio here on People First Radio, I think, in our second half hour next week.
Yes, I'm looking forward there to drive up there, not running up there.
You're not running?
Yeah, no. Yeah.
You know, if Kevin comes and run with me, I'll probably make my way up there.
I don't know. I'm working up toward that kind of activity, but I'm not there yet. But Wayne, what else do you have planned now that you've arrived on Vancouver Island? Are you doing any events? Are you visiting with any of the mental health groups on the island?
Yes, actually, today I'll be visiting one of the groups that's called Every Step Counts. They are a running group of people who come across, you know, challenges with mental illness or other challenges.
Hmm.
You know, I'll be running with them at 3 p.m. today. And then I'll be going back to Vancouver to meet some of the Canadian Mental Health Association groups to speak to them about, I guess, my experience, my message, and also to share their story as well, because that's always inspiring for me to hear others' stories. And also I'll be connecting with the Schizophrenic Society folks. So basically, you know, trying to work with, I guess, different organizations to promote the cause.
Okay. Wayne, thank you for joining us today and for sharing some of this remarkable day with us. We look forward to seeing you next week in our studio right here at CHLY.
Thank you for having me. And, yes, look forward to seeing you next week.
All right. And we'll talk in more depth then.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye, Wayne.
Okay, bye now.
Bye-bye. Wayne Cho has completed a Cross Canada run to raise awareness of depression and anxiety. Wayne's been affected by anxiety disorder since childhood, but his condition went undiagnosed until around 31. He took up long-distance running, which helps to significantly reduce his anxiety symptoms. On Thursday, June the 11th, Wayne reached Victoria, B.C., after being on the road for more than a year. And next week, Wayne will join us in the studio to share his story.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centre Society, broadcast on Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of these organizations.